USA Radio News.
Investigators continue to search for missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Kevin Winkler, Director of Investigative Operations for the Iowa Department of Public Safety, said tips are still continuing to come in.
Investigators from the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office, the DCI, and the FBI continue to complete leads that have come in, as well as evaluate and prioritize new leads being received every day.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Joe Pappas, the man charged with murdering George H.W. Bush's former cardiologist, committed suicide today after being confronted by two members of the Houston Police Department. One of Pappas's former friends said he had a list and had planned more killings of people that bullied him back when he was in high school. Pappas also transferred his house deed the day before the killing as well. A well-known House Republican hopes to succeed a well-known Senate Republican. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Hoping to win the seat this November that's been held by Senator Bob Corker, who's retiring at the end of the year, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn easily secured the Republican Senate nomination in a Thursday primary. She'll now go up against Democratic nominee and former Governor Phil Bredesen. If Blackburn wins, she'll be the first woman to represent the volunteer state in the U.S. Senate. Republican Corker announcing he's not seeking re-election, and since then, he's been a frequent critic of President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The TSA may stop passenger screening at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports with airplanes that seat fewer than 60 passengers. The proposal would allow the passengers to go through that smaller airport unscreened, but then once they arrive at a larger airport, they would have to be screened. President of Security Studies Group Jim Henson says this doesn't seem like a good idea to him.
As Secretary Kelly said, the terrorists have always focused on aircraft. I mean, if you can knock an airplane out of the sky, or as on 9/11, use them as weapons, you create a very normal fear for people. I mean, there's something completely not quite right about putting a couple hundred humans in an aluminum tube and hurtling them through the sky. We all have a rational fear of that. I mean, I can say that even though I've jumped out of them right at almost that same altitude. But the terrorists know that that puts fear in us, and disrupting that and our air travel system causes us massive disruption to the people and also to the businesses.
Hundreds of people have been evacuated from their homes in Lynchburg, Virginia, amid concerns that an aging dam might break. Tim Mitchell is the director of water resources for Lynchburg. He has an update on the situation.
We are pretty confident at this point that the dam is stable and safe. We are working on plans to do repairs to the dam and get people back to their homes as quickly as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.